Would you give your mum, dad, aunt or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video. Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
What is... I don't want this one.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising
people. Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Magic Sponge podcast. This is a new podcast from Dave. It's quite exciting. Basically, football and just talk a load of nonsense. I think that's basically the what it is. That's the mission statement. And I'll be here every week with Ian Smith.
Hello.
Comedian and full-time miserable northerner. Great.
What do you want me to say then? No, I'm not. No, I'm really cheery. Honestly, guys.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Mr. Jimmy Bullard.
Hello, Rob.
You all right?
Yeah, brilliant. Well, a little bit sore from the weekend, but yeah. I'm happy I'm just here. I'm happy I've made it, Rob.
It's our first podcast, isn't it? It's exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait to get going. Yeah.
And before we go on, we should probably introduce ourselves, what we do. I'm a comedian, doing a bit of acting. If you've seen my 30 seconds in Fresh Meat, that was it. No, comedian and doing this. Ian, you're a comedian. And you are the presenter of the Full-Time Devils.
Yeah, Full-Time Devils, which when we recorded a pilot, Rob mocked for the whole pilot. And then we went to a pub and someone recognised me and Jimmy, but not Rob. Yeah. Recognised my Full-Time Devils, didn't he?
Yeah, he did recognise you from the YouTube channel Full-Time Devils, which apparently, in your words, is a big deal.
It's a big deal, yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
100,000 subscribers. Yeah. A lot of fun. I once got stopped by a man who owned an Indian takeaway. It's not a big deal.
Did you?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he...
When I was in Edinburgh during the Fringe doing my five-star show for 3 weeks, freestyle from the Sunday Times, so I went to go in my flat and the guy who runs the Indian below is like, "You're Full-Time Devils, mate."
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, he's a big fan of Full-Time Devils up in Edinburgh.
Oh, yeah.
And Jimmy, obviously, footballer.
Yeah, I was trying to think what I had to answer this.
Who are you? What are you?
I'm Jimmy Bullard, and I haven't got a job at the minute. That's why I'm here.
And today we've got Mr. Sam Parkin.
One and only.
You've had some teams, mate.
Don't go through
them. I'm going to go through your teams.
How long we got here, boys?
You've just retired, Sam, haven't you?
Yeah, just retired.
Go through them, then we'll end the podcast.
Born in 14th of March 1981, is that correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool. Now I've been researched.
Looks a lot older than that.
And you've played for Chelsea, Millwall, Wycombe Wanderers, Oldham Athletic, Northampton Town, Swindon Town, Ipswich Town, Luton Town, Leighton Orient, Walsall, St Johnstone, Queen of the South, St Mirren, and most recently Exeter City.
That's it, yeah.
Is that true?
You ain't messing about, are you?
Yeah, 14 clubs.
Oh my
14
God.
Clubs?
13 or 14, I think it was, yeah.
Wow.
And if you want a little bio, Jimmy probably could have answered for me because I'm recently retired with no money.
What was it like playing to those clubs? There's a lot of travelling about. Do you all right at the moment?
Yeah, it's the strikers, isn't it? You go somewhere and you don't score a goal and then someone else think they'll take a chance and you'll get him scoring again.
Yeah, yeah.
And fortunately, there was loads of idiots that thought I'd score a goal for
him. What made you finally finish there?
To be honest, the plan was to come back to London and maybe continue, like get a little non-league gig, but I had one day at Chelmsford, I'll name them. No, it wasn't their problem, but I had one day with a mate of mine in pre-season and on the M25 coming back to West London afterwards and just couldn't see it. Couldn't see turning out at Bishop Stortford, getting elbowed by, no, with no offence, a geezer who works in a supermarket. that is really offensive, but yeah, that was it really.
Oh, Jimmy Bullard.
Sorry. Phone went.
Did you watch the football at the weekend?
I see some of it, yeah.
Some of it. Rooney got sent off, did you see that?
Yeah.
And Van Gaal conceded that Wayne Rooney had been too unfriendly after he was sent off for a wild kick at Stuart Downing in the 2-1 victory. He was sent off for lashing out. Have you ever lost it at football?
He normally speaks quite well, Van Gaal. He's lost the plot there, hasn't he?
Yeah, I know. A bit too unfriendly. But yeah, it was a silly kick from Rooney. Did you see it, Jimmy?
I did see it, yeah. I see him lash out, yeah.
Have you ever lost it playing?
I've had one similar to that, I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, similar to that. It was that one where your defender's like shepherding it out of play and caught me with an elbow and water filled in my eyes and the goalkeeper rolled it to that defender who'd just done that to me.
Yeah.
So I've just volleyed him. And then worse than that, straight red.
Who was that for?
Swindon, down the tunnel. You know, that one kicked the fire extinguisher, that smashed everywhere, went in there, throwing all the lads' suits down and all that. All your teammates, kicking water over. All the lads come in, you're like that. Sorry, lads, sorry. Fortunately, I think we won the game. It was 0-0 when I got sent off. Yeah, and someone scored an unbelievable goal. We won 1-0. So
yeah, it's all right, Nick.
You come in and you start like, you feel like an egg and you're sorry, boys, sorry. But it didn't matter on that occasion.
Why did you throw their suits on the floor?
Well, you're just in there and you just see red. And then you're in that environment when you're in the dressing room and it's all quiet and you just, it's weird. You must have been sent off, haven't you?
I haven't never been sent off, sir.
Really?
No, I've never lashed out. I've never...
Never get that stressed?
No, not really. I suppose I didn't really care. I think
it was something off the pitch that riled me. I don't think it was to do with the game. I think I'd had a row with my bird at the time or something.
All right.
I don't think, I've never got the two pent up on the pitch either, really. So, probably similar.
Was she playing right back, not covering?
Yeah.
I only ever see you lose it once. He lost it in Edinburgh. But it was this weird bloke. We was flying for our show. No one was coming in. Free fringe show. Bucket at the end. Donate. It's basically just begging, but with laughs.
Yeah.
And we were flying to get the people in. This bloke was being a right idiot. And he was drunk, wasn't he? And he was coming up to us, being really weird with us, getting in our face and stuff like that.
Well, my girlfriend was taking a photo and he was like trying to get her camera and so, you know, like pushing her away a little bit, so I was like, nah, no one touches Ian Smith's girl without him. So I sort of like pushed him away, not pushed him, but just put my hand on him, all right, back off. Pulled a vodka bottle out of his bag, like shoving it in our faces and stuff. But it was like a full vodka bottle, and he was gone, so he wouldn't have been able to get a fast swing on it. So I was thinking I could push him to the floor or something, but he had a bottle, so we're all like backing off. And when he walked away, I was so angry that I couldn't do anything about it because I wanted to stick up for my girlfriend. So I was so angry. So I just looked at him and just started punching a lamppost as if to be like, I would have done that to you, mate. But to this lamppost. Oh, my God. And then I had to do a gig and I couldn't hold the microphone because my hand hurt.
Yeah, and it's also as well, it's quite hard to fly for a gig when the other part of the double act is punching a lamppost. Coming to do the show, it's me, you know, that lunatic over there punching lampposts.
Really light-hearted.
I'll tell you I'll tell you still a quick story. I was at Wanbrook, I think it is Leeds away, and I used to take corners, and I remember going over and there's this bloke, proper looked a weird fella, so I just remembered his face, ginger long hair, down here, he looked proper like a gypsy sort of fella, and he's got the front call, me a gypsy, right. So he's proper give it me, literally him and his mates, over the top of the barrier, but then... At the end of the game, he's asking for my autograph by the coach. And I went, whoa, where's it? Do you know what I mean? You wanted to kill me inside the ground.
Yeah.
And now you're asking for my autograph. And I remember you, it was you. And he went, yeah, it was, but totally a different man now.
Oh, really?
He's with all his mates, get carried away, didn't they? A few beverages. First time I've ever gone, nah, you're right. Nah, I ain't gonna.
Oh, really?
He's like, I'll play, please.
Yeah, it's actually having a go at you. I think sometimes people think if they're shouting at you when you're playing football, you can't really hear it because you're concentrating on the game. But you might, because I always think, you know, when you see him, take a corner, it's always the same thing, the classic swear words, hey, having a go.
Yeah.
But I'd think the one that'll get in your head, if it was more like, Sorry, just like, I've got shit shoes, mate. Just yeah. stuff like that. Just like, yeah. A weird one going, God, not sure about your beard, mate. Yeah. Little things like that going, God, your sister's a bit fancy. Just little stuff like little subtle stuff that you might go, what?
You'd enjoy that, though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, a bit more fun than you. Yeah. Steven Gerrard is getting a bit of grief, getting criticised. They'll keep singing that song to him, didn't they? About the slipping over song.
Yeah.
What's the song? I don't know how it goes.
Stevie Gerrard, he slipped on his fucking arse. He gave the ball to Denver Bar, Stevie Gerrard.
Oh, right, when he messed
There's
up.
Loads of them. Yeah. We're watching United play, and it was Steve Gerrard, he kisses the badge on his chest, then hands in a transfer request to Steve Gerrard.
Oh, yeah, because it was quite a good one, wasn't it? That was quite a good one,
yeah. A bit of rhyming.
What do you think about Steven Gerrard, Ian? Do you reckon he's getting grief?
I don't know.
Do you reckon he's lost his form? A bit old now?
But I don't like him, but I don't dislike him. I just got no... I don't care about him at all.
Oh, cool. But, glad you're here, mate.
Does anyone care about anyone?
I feel sorry for him.
Not really. I don't care about Fee.
The only reason he stayed with Liverpool is because, like, some gangster just come up by his house and were like, don't leave or we're going to kill you.
Right, I don't think we can broadcast that.
Really?
Because I don't know if that's true or not.
It's never bleeped, mate.
I think it's... No, he was definitely...
He doubled back, didn't he?
He had done a transfer request.
He should have got...
He got a lot of threats and stuff, which I reckon he was probably just like, oh... I can't deal with these death threats. I'm just going to stay. Like, I don't... Yeah, none of this is funny enough to go in. But, you know what?
It's like, it's just be an opinion,
You'd be a bit annoyed if you were playing for a club and, like, you played for them for, like, 10 years or something. You've been good for them. And then you end in a transfer request. You want to move on in your life. And then they're just like, we're going to fucking kill you, mate, if you go. And you're like, all right, I thought, like, I scored over 100 goals for you. What are you talking about? And then you just stay there because they're horrible. But or scrap that reply. Yeah, he's a great guy, great captain for England. And I was sorry when he was retired. No, he's good, though, isn't he? A good player.
I think he's getting a bit harshly criticised. I don't think you need... Yeah.
That's what happens in footy. I've been watching... Little bit, his legs look like they're going.
Yeah, he's not as quick as he used to be.
It's easy enough to say, but it is a horrible thing. And the game's just getting so much quicker now.
Yeah, yeah.
They're going to stick like a young fella on him, like athletic, strong young boy who's going to run on all over him.
Yeah.
He's going to struggle, but he's got to play still because he done on Saturday. And he makes all the goals for him still.
Well, I think it's
everyone got someone better to do that.
But everyone just loves it's a story if he's sort of going out of form. I think he's playing well. I think he's doing all right. Which is like, do you get over criticism? When you played, just ignore it and plough on.
You try to, yeah. It's hard though, isn't it?
Well, especially as a goal scorer. It's confident. No, if you're not scoring,
I had some horrific runs and that, and yeah, you come back. I had bad injuries, like a lot of operations. You come back and some days when you're doing your rehab and that, ball's going under your foot, run under your foot. You can't pass it 5 yards.
I think some of the best players don't even hear criticism.
Yeah,
no, yeah.
They keep all the good, discard all the bad. I play with some good players. It's just like so. Like strikers hadn't scored for 6 games, proper struggling. Just like, don't worry.
Deluded.
Yeah,
deluded.
A little bit deluded. Yeah.
Some lads
I've
played with come in and they'll say they've had the worst game you've ever seen, and they'll come in and they'll remember something they've done well, a good ball they put in. What are you on about? You give the ball away every time you had it. You were disgusting. Nah, what are you on about?
Yeah,
like that. Just, like really, some people just can't
they've
see
got
it.
To, yeah.
And that's the.
Well, that's what Ferguson said about Beckham. Ferguson said that about Beckham. He said, whatever happened.
No, it's not a nice question.
Just get me off here. Yeah. Get me out of here. Get me home. Don't give me the ball.
I was the other way, yeah.
Really? Well, because
subbing myself off.
I've had enough. Yeah.
Nah, you're all right, Gaff. Come on, you'll go, boy.
But Ferguson said Beckham was like that. He was in his book, he said he was like, whatever happened. He would never accept criticism. Ferguson, you said you didn't do that, and you go, no, I did, that was the right thing to do, and I did that anyway, and I did that and all that. We said about David Bentley had that confidence when you said about when you was in the England call up and the crossing thing. That's so funny.
Yeah, it's just like first time playing the England squad, just got off the coach, like had a 20 minute journey underneath, net bags out, rolled the footies on the pitch, started slamming balls against the crossbar. All the boys are like, what is he doing? Like, and Fabs has come over and gone, fab him off, didn't you? And he's gone, David, do you not think you should stretch? BA Fab, I ain't stretched since I was 13. What's this? Crunch! Just started whipping balls in. I'm like, then Rooney's got involved, then I've got involved, I have a bit of this is a bit of me. Another one, classic. He's gone, he's on the pitch, crossing. Fabio's gone, can we have 3 right wingers out there, 3 left wingers out there? Says 3 gone out, whoever it was. Bentley's the 4th man going over. Fab's gone, Dave, we've already got three. He went, behave yourself. He said, I'm one of the best crossers here. Barbex. Said one of the other two. I think it was like Ashley Young or something. And this one, Bentley, he said, get that ball here. Whips it straight. It's like ridiculous. He had the, he said, told you, Fabs. You know what I mean? Got a bit, didn't I? From that day, I thought, this geezer's too much. Like, that's the last time me and him ever got picked.
Really? Well, I think it's probably because of the Postman Pat game you played.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was a bit. This is, like, we, can I tell this? Can I tell just this, tell this quickly? We got bored, you know, it's like saying, it was 2 weeks away in a hotel and it was just boring and it was just getting bored. And then I just went out of bed and I went, come, because he looks like Postman Pat, Fabio Capello. Anyone that don't know, he just does actually look a ringer for him. And I said, come, so who can say Postman Pat the loudest? Like, and he walks past me, I started it off. He goes, go on, and you start it off. And I went, he just walked past me, I said, Postman Pat, like that. Like, he hardly heard it. I thought, start off early. Bence went straight up to his boat and went, Postman Pat, like I'm talking inches away, like in his dish, like, and his black and white cat. Oh, and like, one, oh my God, where'd you get the balls to do that? Two, you just killed the game because I can't top that. I was like,
that was in the
what do you want about, what do you want about David? What do you want about? He says, you know, Postman Pat, you look like him. Big dish on. This is what he had about him. And anyone that knows Ben, he just starts laughing. Infectious laugh. And I just loved him. I wasn't out of his room and he just kills me. Every time I see him, he kills me. Yeah. I'll go. But yeah, this. So basically, that was my first time that I was away with him. And that's, I got introduced with him. And it was just probably the best time in England. Just being around people like that.
Yeah. He don't play anymore, does he? He said he got bored of it.
Yeah,
bored
and if you game. Get on, like, I'm mad. I watch him on YouTube and I go on his bits. He just says it. Brazen heads. Yeah, I want to be a rock star. What are you on about? Like, what would you rather be, a footballer? Rock star, I want to be. That's what he said.
Rock star, I want to
be. Yeah, I give up football. He says, I give up football. Yeah, no characters in the game anymore. He's just right. Mad, mate. Proper mad. I'm like, you're off your head, you. Oh, mate. I bump into him every, like, once every 6 months.
I did see him crowd surfing at something, a festival.
Did you really?
Yeah, I like him straight away.
He's a geezer. He has it. Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? He's a, like, proper lad.
I swear it was like V Festival on a Sunday, and I knew England were meeting up the next day, and I think he was in the squads probably. And he was crowd surfing in front of a, like, a Razor Light gig or something, and yeah. I was like, yeah, you'll do for me.
See what I mean? So this is like a proper fella, like.
Newcastle, no, you didn't play for Newcastle, did you, Sam?
No, I didn't. No.
Mike Ashley has banned newspapers from the club for disgraceful stories designed to unsettle the club, and then tells a reporter outside a pub, if you lose against Stoke, then Pardew's gone. I've had enough. Dead, finished, over. Ashley's lawyer said that his client was joking.
Godfather, that, isn't it?
I know, isn't it?
Never got this, right? Yeah. Obviously, I understand where he's coming from. So he's banned newspapers from football club.
Yeah, because they're reporting.
Nothing stopped me when you come out, go to the shop and go and get one. What's that all about? Such, like, I guarantee every household has a newspaper in. So when you get in, you're just going to read it, aren't you? Or you're going to look for it and you're going to go, love, chairman said no.
Do you mean to be?
What could it be?
He's gone.
I'm just kidding.
Jimmy's crawling out. Jim, come back. Jimmy, come back. Jim, get back.
He's got to go for that, hasn't he?
Jim,
he's got to go.
Jim.
I didn't know what on earth he was talking about there. I no idea.
Jimmy, come back on the mic.
They're
not bad in the papers, they're bad in the reporters in the building to watch the game and interview you, Dinlo.
I'd like to see someone monitoring that on a door of every training ground. No,
halfway through the story, I knew where's coming, and now he's all looking at me like going, oh my God, Jim, you got this wrong as well.
But I didn't know if he was doing it in a knowing way.
No, I didn't know. I didn't know. I thought you meant actual newspapers. Yeah, why didn't you just say reporters? And just solve that straight away. You've done that on purpose, haven't you? You purely wedged that there. Oh, I've gone in.
Local news agents don't sell any papers to that. Yeah. That mob over that football ground.
Are you Sports Direct, Mike Ashley?
Yeah.
Is he owns that, doesn't he?
think so.
Did you have much like interaction with chairman and stuff?
A little bit. I was, yeah, I had quite a few good ones. I had Willie Carson for
really
3 years. Went brilliant.
Jockey?
Yeah.
Who was he,
Swindon.
Was he really?
Yeah, brilliant.
I didn't know
he didn't
that.
Have a clue, but he just come in and just scream stuff in his ridiculous like half.
So that, do they
brilliant.
Sometimes get involved with get Gina T up?
No, come in, if you're someone like him who's a character like that, that yeah, kind he of guy, he'd come in the dressing room. Yeah, we used to go to the races. Some of the boys used to go to his stables. Have
really?
A bit of set up. Yeah, brilliant.
Delia Smith, because she went on, didn't she, at half time?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
A few years ago and started, let's be having you.
Let's be, yeah, what was that all about?
Oh, awful.
Yeah, I see. Well, we went to, me and my mates went to Cheltenham in the summer 1 year when Willie was still the chairman. And I see him on the big screen, so I went over to like give him a wave. Loved it. Like started jumping up and down. There's our man. There's our man. Like,
did he really?
Called me and all my pals over. Took us in a box.
Oh really?
Brilliant. Yeah, he was great. But he didn't have a clue. He'd come in and we'd have won 4-0, and he'd come in hammering everyone.
You know, he didn't have a clue about football. God, he must have known a bit. We won 4-0.
If he'd notched a couple, he'd be like giving it. Oh, what about that one you missed? Like slaughtering you.
Really?
Just notched 2.
He's not a waitress in TGI Fridays, is he?
Brilliant. No, he was good. Yeah. But yeah.
Because you had Barry Fry was your... Was he a chairman or just manager?
Manager, no.
Barry Fry.
Basically, yes. And you are
Barry
right.
Fry?
Barry Fry.
He was manager when I was there.
I was thinking Barry Cryer, the old comedian, I was thinking.
No, Barry Fry.
What's he doing?
Oh, he's sort of like the short, he's a fat bloke. He's famous for running down the pitch.
Yeah, he's wicked, to be fair. Yeah, I did. He's old school, yeah. He's so good. I could tell you so many stories.
Lots of game of cards.
Oh, yeah, absolutely brilliant. I don't know whether I'll tell you that story again. But yeah, he was wicked. One of the best managers I'd really. Just because he is like one of the lads as well, you know. It's quite nice to have that.
Bit of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, he'd always make it easy. And if he'd take training as well, he'd just have you running. Just like, yeah, run. He had one mate, he'd set a like, similar shaped table. I know you can't see his table.
It's like a running track.
But it's like a running track. And he'd blow the whistle. He goes, when I blow the whistle, run the other way. that's quite good, coach. So we'd run 5 minutes that way, and he'd go, and we'd all turn around and run the other way, and that'd be it, basically.
That's how much weight
you're so old. So old.
Get away with it now, but it was brilliant.
Did you have
so old school. At the start of the game, he'd go, like we had Fenny, our striker up front, he had a bit. Just give the ball to Fenny as quickly as possible. Is that it, Baz? Yeah, and play football and enjoy yourselves.
He was off the cuff.
Oh, yeah, it's just
like same like period he's talking about.
And I suppose that's
just off the cuff.
I suppose that's where I got my football from, my mentality, because I had 2 years with Baz at an early stage, and I suppose that's where it come from. And I had Harry Redknapp before it.
And then because it was like Ian Wright, Brad Ruddock in the...
I had all them characters. So I was sort of, the last generation, if you want, of the old-fashioned football player.
Yeah, yeah.
Where you could drink and eat what you want. And even when I was at West Ham, it started changing slowly. You know more about it. Like, we have pre-match meals now. And you won't see a football team, carbohydrates and all that, proteins around. When I was at West Ham, guess what we had? Fish and chips on a Friday, pre-match meal.
That
was a changeover. And then we signed Paddy De Canio, and he just changed West Ham Football Club forever.
Really?
Because he brung his own coaches in and his own...
Diet,
he was like bang on it, and everyone was like, oh, this is boring now. And that's when he changed football, West Ham Football Club, especially, mate. Yeah. So I was right in the middle of the changeover there, with all them characters. And then that's why I went to Peterborough, sort of took that mantle on, if you want. And players are looking at me going, not meant to do that, Jim. Bit weird that.
It's the same
Razor done it.
It's the same for me, like, exactly the same, really, because I was at Chelsea when he was at West Ham, exactly the same period. And then I went to Wickham, was one of the first places I went.
Yeah.
Rolled up, I was like a bit of a flash kid from a big club and that.
Yeah.
And you turn up and there's geezer smoking fags on the way to the training pitch. Big, there was a van, bacon and egg butty van in the car park at Wickham's ground.
But like a B&Q.
So you get changed at the main ground, go to the training ground, people fags, bacon and egg rolls, and I thought, it's a bit of me, this. Brilliant.
Yeah.
And it was, and it's like one of them, you have to muck in.
Yeah.
If you're not a good lad, you won't survive that.
Yeah, well, you can't be too flash.
If you're a good player, obviously, you get on, Saturday, but you've got to be a good lad as well.
Yeah.
And Saturday, like, how comes we got drum 3-0 at Carlisle? What's that all about? Yeah. Probably starting to do with a 20 B&H, you know, the sandwiches.
But like, that was the last like, generation of
the
like,
old
real men,
of,
isn't it?
Yeah.
Still playing that.
Just... Well, because at the Arsenal, they had the Tuesday club where they used to just, on a Tuesday, like Tony Adams, Paul Merson.
I still go on a little bit, probably at the lowest level. Still going a bit, not to the
extent.
But they
used to just drink in the pub by the stadium, like that sort of thing.
Of course, It'd just be, even when I was at Chelsea as a kid.
Who were the characters when you was at Chelsea?
It was at that period that he's just been talking about, so Zola and Vialli and all them are coming in. Yeah,
that was Wires was there.
Yeah,
been there. Yeah,
yeah. Is that when Rude Hillett was the manager? So yeah. It was when all the foreign players were coming over. Oh, so cool. That's when it all changed. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
No, definitely, sort of changed.
Was Dennis Wise like?
He was all right with the younger kids. Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't have imagined he was too nice to play against, but
yeah,
with the young boys, he was always good.
I played against Dennis, actually. I was playing at Wigan. Yeah, he chopped me as well. Yeah, he gave me proper, yeah. And I think he's one of them old school players.
Pincher.
And he actually would do it. He was horrible. Do you get what I mean? Mickey a lot Butter of people talk about he's just an horrible man.
Giving
on the
you
pitch.
Chinese burns and stuff
just
like that.
Just horrible, yeah. Like, he actually, I remember he chopped me right in the, yeah, I remember.
Craig Bellamy, is he a bit like that? Is he a bit.
No, he's.
He's just mouthy rather than.
Yeah,
that
he chops,
sort of,
isn't he? Yeah. But Dennis was just old school. I just remember.
Yeah, because he got Nicky Butt sent off, didn't he, when he pinched his leg?
Pinched him, yeah.
And then Nicky Butt kicked out, and then Butt got sent
and
off.
And it's towards the end of his career, so he just done it even worse.
Yeah.
So that's all he could really do. That's all he
lost
had
that bit of speed, didn't he?
Yeah.
It's pinching bit, such a, like, unfootball, like, unmanly footballer thing to do as well. That's like what little girls would do.
It's annoying, though, wouldn't it? Pinching,
yeah.
Just infuriating. Like, well, Dennis Wise, just pinch me, mate.
Or pulling their armpit hairs, wouldn't it? As you help them up, you pull their armpit hairs.
Stepping on people's ankles with your studs. There's a few things that go undetected, don't they? And then just get
wound up. That Vinnie Jones Gascoigne picture, isn't it, where he squeezes balls?
Yeah,
famous, yeah.
Guys, it's been fun, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's
I've enjoyed
our first
it.
First one. Cool, so that's the end of our first one. Thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. See you later.
You want to say goodbye?
Goodbye. Goodbye from me. And goodbye from Sammy. Thanks for coming on, mate.
Cheers, Jimmy. Thanks for having me in. Really enjoyed it.
Cheers, mate.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Would you give your mum, dad, aunt, or that uncle who hugged your partner a little too long free access to your phone?
Oh, no!
Oh, my God, it's a really long video.
Ew!
In Dave's brand new YouTube original, Get Off My Phone, we've got six comedians to give their phones over to a relative with total freedom to read messages, DMs, photos, and browser history.
Where's your search history?
Sorry?
What to do, tips for relief.
The rules are simple. Their relative can read anything they want and even make calls from the comedian's phone.
What is this?
I know what this one is.
That looks really bad.
Starring Tanya Moore, Anya Magliano, Finlay Christie, Travis J with his mum Angie Lamar, Hayley Morris, Grace Campbell and dad Alistair Campbell.
Slightly sexually compromising people.
Divulging their deepest digital secrets.
What the hell is happening?
Get Off My Phone, a Dave YouTube original. Available now on Dave's YouTube channel.